Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, the Kroger cut by the ruler gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or a roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. No dream has ever been so completely shattered as the dream that Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton had that they would be married. Now, even the mere possibility of it is vague and distant, and the blow has been crushing to both of them. Nora Williams and Freddie Lang, however, are to be married tomorrow. But Freddie wonders now as he says to Nora,
Nora, have you got a minute you can talk to me about something? The sewing can wait, can't it?
Oh, Cricket, yes, Freddie.
Well, let's go out on the porch, huh?
Why?
Oh, it's nothing scary, Cricket, so you can get that frown off your face. I just don't want anybody else to hear us right now.
Oh, sure. Oh, Cricket, it's nice out.
Yeah.
I should have come out here to do my sewing.
Well, I don't think you want to sew while we talk about this, Nora.
Oh?
It's kind of a tough thing to figure out.
But you said it wasn't serious.
Well, I guess it really is, sort of. Want to swing a little?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. This thing still squeaks, and I only oiled it yesterday. Well, I guess I'll have to take it apart and put it back together again.
Just be sure you put it back.
Hey, you know, I could gimmick this thing up and really pull a gag on somebody, couldn't I?
You just see that you don't, Freddie Lang.
All right, I won't. Look, Crickets.
Huh?
About the wedding tomorrow.
You're not going to back out, are you?
How silly can you get?
Well, how afraid of a wedding can you get?
Well, I'm not so scared I won't go through with it. But I've been thinking, Nora, about Gibbsy.
Oh.
Crickets, would it matter? I mean, would it matter if it wasn't tomorrow?
Oh, sure, I'd be disappointed, Freddie, but... Oh, that wouldn't matter. And I really think it'd be the best thing. Miss Gibbs feels awful.
Yes, and she'd probably feel worse if we were to... Hey, look who's coming up to walk.
Oh.
Hi, Mr. Keith.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh.
How are you, Nora?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mr. Keith.
Well, I guess you two are holding hands as sweethearts for about the last time.
Hmm?
You'll be just plain man and wife tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, Johnny.
Well, I'm going to be there. I got your invitation, thanks.
You're welcome.
Freddie.
Yeah?
You won't get sore when I kiss the bride, will you?
Well, I guess you better ask the bride about that, Johnny.
How about it, Nora? Okay.
Oh, Crickets, Mr. Keith, do you have to tease me?
No, I just have to kiss the bride. Jed's not sleeping, is he?
Oh, no. No, he's not. In fact, he's waiting for you.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, I guess it's okay if I just go in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See you two lovers later, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Bye.
Well, Nora, you're going to be the most beautiful bride I ever kissed.
Oh, I wonder if we should have asked him, Freddie.
You mean about holding the wedding off for a while?
Mm-hmm.
No, Nora, I think that's something we've got to figure out for ourselves.
I don't think we even have a choice, Freddie. It'd be so unfair to Miss Gibbs.
She hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Then again, she wouldn't.
Maybe she's even forgotten. She hasn't done anything but think about Mr. Carlton since he went away.
Yeah, no. Tough thing, huh?
Awful, Freddie. How would anyone ever guess that there was insanity in his family?
Well, those things don't show up the way blue eyes do. Blue eyes?
Oh, Freddie.
You're an awfully good sport, Nora. I didn't think you'd take putting off the wedding this easy. I thought maybe you'd cry or something.
Oh, Freddie, believe me, I do want to get married tomorrow. It's a special day. It's my mother's birthday.
Oh.
And Daddy was so pleased when I told him why I chose tomorrow. Oh, but I'm sure he'll understand why we put it off. And if you must know the truth, I was thinking about asking you.
Yeah?
Only I was afraid you'd think I was backing out or something.
Well, I guess we don't have to worry about things like either of us backing out, do we, Cricket?
I don't think so.
Then we'll just put it off, huh? Until Gibbsy feels okay?
Okay.
Even if we have to wait a long time?
Well, I hope it isn't too long. But I'll wait as long as you will.
Well, I'll wait until Gibbsy's in the pink again. And has maybe sort of forgotten about this tough deal she's got. Maybe a long time, Crickets.
Yeah.
But I think we owe it to Gibbsy not to get married right after her plans to do the same thing went bust.
Shall we go in and tell her no?
You sure it's okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
You won't feel too bad tomorrow.
Well, I just wish that we were being married, Freddie, but I won't say a word to you about it, and I won't feel badly about it, I promise.
You're the best kid in the world, Nora. The best thing that ever happened to me, too. I only hope someday I can be as good as you are to me.
Oh, you're wonderful to me, Freddie. I couldn't ask for anything more. Well, shall we tell her now before we change our minds?
Oh, we won't change them. We can't, because if we do, we'll only be hurting Gibbsy. But look, let's not tell her right now. She's resting out in the backyard. Maybe she's sleeping. You know, she didn't even move the last time I was out there.
Well, we have to tell her this afternoon because tomorrow is the wedding.
Tomorrow was the wedding, Crickets. We'll tell her in a little while. Let's just stay out here for a few minutes, huh?
All right.
He can sit here and dream those wonderful dreams of ours that are coming true someday.
Oh, go away.
Lies are pesky, see?
Johnny.
Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, no, you didn't really, but we're so busy with that fly. He's gone.
Mm-hmm. And now you're being visited by another form of pest.
Sit down. You're the kind of pest I like.
Well, I'm the kind of pest there isn't an exterminator for yet.
Oh, Johnny. You've been talking to Jed about the dream house?
Mm-hmm. And about you?
The dream house sounds a lot more important.
You're important, Penny. Especially to those of us who love you.
It's nice to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? I know all about Barry, Penny. Jed told me what I hadn't already heard. I don't have to say I'm sorry, do I?
No, Johnny, I'm sure you are.
Deeply and sincerely.
Look, don't give me any sympathy. I don't want it and I don't need it.
Well, I'm glad to know that. There's still a chance then, huh?
I think there is.
Good girl.
Yep, I'm trying to be sensible about it. Crying isn't going to help. I had my cry yesterday. The end of it.
Well, I think that's the best way to feel about it, Penny. You know, a rider mounts his horse again after a fall. A flyer goes up again after a crash. I guess when we fall, we should get up and move on again as fast as we can. You're doing the smart thing.
I'm doing what I know Barry's doing. Taking it the best he can and planning for the future. Because we couldn't be married doesn't mean our lives are stopped. You know, somehow I feel that things will work out so that someday we will be married. I know the chances are slim, but as long as there's even the slimmest chance, I'm satisfied.
Well, I hope chance is more than slim, Penny. I hope someone or something convinces Barry that the insanity in his family won't endanger your happiness or his. I hope that from the bottom of my heart, Penny.
Thank you, Johnny.
But, Penny, if things don't work out or if the waiting gets too long and you need help, someone to turn to or... someone to lean on, someone to give you hope again, or anything else you want. I'll be here. I want you to know that.
I do know that.
But, Penny, I want you to accept my help if it's help you need, or accept anything else from me that I have to give. I want to help you, Penny, because I love you.
Oh, Johnny, please.
My love isn't the kind that will interfere with the love you have for Barry, Penny. Don't think that for a moment. Because if you do, I can't be of any help to you. I love you, Penny, and I'm proud of you. And I know that I'm justly proud, too, when I see how you're taking this.
I'm taking this the way anyone else would take it. It's happened to others, Johnny. Maybe that's why I can take the hurt. I know it's not a hurt meant just for me, but for everyone who falls in love and then has their love taken away. You know a funny thing?
Hmm?
I thought that when people fell in love and then... lost the one they loved. There was a great emptiness inside. But there isn't. Something's taken the place of love inside of me. Something's filled the gap.
Oh, but it's still love, Penny. It's love still filling you with every rich emotion that love is. I know what I'm talking about because love is never lost, Penny. It's only the person for whom that love is meant.
Something we want to tell you about, Eugene.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's about your wedding tomorrow. And it's going to be a lovely wedding, just as we planned.
No, it isn't, Gibbsy.
Well, it will be.
You don't understand, Miss Gibbs. We decided to call it off.
Yeah.
What do you mean you decided to call it off?
Well, I don't mean for good, Miss Gibbs.
No. What we mean is this, Gibbsy. Well, you see, we figured that tomorrow's a bad day
Freddie
for a
Lane,
wedding, and we thought that...
purposely chose tomorrow because it was her mother's birthday.
Yeah, sure, that's right, Gibbsy. But, look, nobody had any way of knowing it was going to be so soon after you'd run into a stone wall of trouble yourself, and we thought that... Well, we just had a... Oh, Gibbsy, you know what I mean.
Oh, I do, Freddie. Of course I do. I might have known that you and Nora would be so thoughtful that you'd call off your own wedding for my sake.
Well, it'll be a lot more fun for everybody, Miss Gibbs, when you feel better.
Sure, and gosh, it wouldn't be fair to you to have to go
Listen,
through with
you
a...
both be quiet a minute? I'll feel fine. Wouldn't be fair to anybody to postpone it, Freddie. Look, we haven't invited a great many people, but some of them are coming from a long distance.
Oh, sure, but we can send them telegrams or call them up.
No, we can't do anything of the kind.
Yes, we can. We thought of that.
Sure.
Oh, I'll bet you have, but I'm sorry, Freddie. It's almost too late, and it isn't fair to anyone.
Will Nora Williams and Freddie Lang be married tomorrow? Or will the tragedy in Penny's life somehow bring tragedy to the lives of her two young friends? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. The Kroger Cut by the ruler gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger Cut Beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger Cut Beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.